We have lots of wasp nests that come every year. We have to just we go around looking every 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. They get on the windows and everywhere. On our porch out there, we'll have a dozen if we don't watch, you know, be real careful. And mm-hmm. keep them knocked down. When we see one wasp, yeah. stop and start, then we start getting rid of them.
Yeah, yeah. What are the kind of insects that you run into around here?
Well, the mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
That's our biggest problem, of course. And that's about all, the mosquitoes. And early in the spring, the bumblebees are quite bad. Mm-hmm. But that's, and the roller toads, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And slugs, which is a snail-like thing. Mm-hmm. They're real bad here. Anyway, where there's a lot of shade and dampness, mm-hmm. they're mm-hmm. real bad.
How about those little tiny bugs that get under your skin?
Red bugs?
Yeah, yeah. You ever get into
a bunch? You go to the blackberry patch, pick blackberries, and you just get covered. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have fleas where they're dogs, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, those red bugs are terrible. And ticks, we have the seed ticks, you know. We have the seed ticks, and then we have the ticks that gets on dogs. Mm-hmm. There's a difference in the ticks that get on people than the ticks that get on dogs. Mm-hmm. And they will bury up. Those things will bury up in you. They get on a place like on your arm and overnight and the next morning it'll just be so swollen there and you can't hardly see that thing sticking out. But you have to take tweezers and pull that thing out.
Oh.
I got one on my back one time.
You didn't even know it was there?
No, I didn't know it was there. And my sister was visiting. We had been down the country to the cemetery, and we stopped and dug up a wild honeysuckle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it had these pretty pink bush mm-hmm. honeysuckles, not these old running kind.
Yeah.
For her to take back to put in her yard. And we came on home, and of course I had a bath that night before I went to bed. But the next morning, back on my shoulder, back there, place just kept itching, and I felt back then there was a knot, just a huge knot. So I undressed, and it just scared her. She said, "That's the awfulest looking place I've ever seen." I said, "Well, look real good." So she did, and she finally found the thing down in there. It'll just eat. And when you pull it out, it always leaves the head. Uh-huh. If you don't put chloroform or something on there, there's some things that you can put on there that will make them crawl back out. Mm-hmm. And then you don't. But I never have been able to do that. Everyone that's ever bit me, when I pulled it out, that head left there, and it'll itch you a month.
Oh, yeah, that sounds bad.
It does. It just something terrible.
Have you ever seen one of those flying insects that they've got like two pairs of wings that fly around water a lot?
Yeah, uh-huh, they are. Not fireflies. I can't think what that is. I did know, but I can't think. Now, what the name of it?
Some people call them,
I want to say Katie did, but that's the thing that hollers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think what the name of those things are.
Some people call them snake doctors.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or some.